Welcome to the Behind the Curtain podcast, your real world guide to real estate investment and property management.
Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Curtain Real Estate Podcast. Today we're pleased to have on the line Adam Schroeder with renttoretirement.com.
Behind the Curtain Real Estate Podcast is sponsored by Memphis Real Estate Advisors. Memphis Real Estate Advisors is a realtor team led by husband and wife duo, Aaron and Alyssa Ivy. Bringing over 20 years of experience in both residential and commercial real estate sales and property management, the team works with investors, buyers, and sellers as a member branch office of the national franchise, EXP Realty. To get in contact with Memphis Real Estate Advisors, visit them online at memphisreadvisors.com or call 901-671-1015.
How you doing, Adam?
Doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what does rent to retirement do for people?
Yeah, so personally, I'm a real estate investor. I've been investing in the last, seven, 8 years. I have a portfolio of single family homes that my wife and I have built up. We built it up big, sold some off, or building it back up, kind of like what everybody's real estate investing journey is like. It ebbs and flows. And sometimes you start off with one investment and then you realize that after a few years, it doesn't match what you're looking to do anymore. So, it's an ever-changing environment. So, just growing up in single family rental space, doing, some rehab, some new construction. So, got a lot going on that front. And then Rent to Retirement, we are a turnkey real estate company. So we go and source good markets around the country, Memphis definitely being one of them. And we find, rehabbers or builders in the markets who can show us good inventory. And then we go into that market and find inventory. And then we look for property managers like like yourselves and find people who can, actually get the rents that they say they can get. We look to make sure that they provide a good customer experience both to the owner, but then also to the tenant, because, we want our tenants to stay in place long term, reduce turnover, increase your return on investment. And you can't do that if you're turning a tenant over every year. So you got to find the right property management company. And honestly, that's possibly harder than finding the deals, because you want to make sure that you're keeping people happy by getting the right property management team, which is why I'm very excited to have found Aaron a few years ago and work with him on our stuff in Memphis.
Well, we've really enjoyed working with you as well. I think one of the most exciting things that we've done is work with Rent to Retirement, largely because 20 years ago, 25 years ago, during the initial boom of the 2000s, we were building brand new homes in neighborhoods that are now like upper middle income, some very nice neighborhoods in the Memphis area. And right about the time that crash happened in 07, 08, that anybody over the age of 40 remembers, all of our builders said, we're not going to build anymore and we're not going to sell to investors. And there was a big shakeup in the marketplace. So from about 2008 to 2020, 2019 is when I met you, Adam. That's our first email date. Between 2008 and 2019, I have not worked in new construction. And then you came along and said, hey, we want to do this again and we need a good property manager and we want you to partner with us. And so for me, it was hand in glove to work with Rent to Retirement. Of course, it has been a little bit more challenging to find those properties and to make this thing happen. I think in 2023, there was a little bit of a stumble as people felt the market changing. And so they sort of pulled back a little bit, at least in Memphis, with the new construction product. But now that 2024 is rolling around, you and I are talking again about the opportunities that are out there. And I've even got a call this afternoon with a woman that found us on this podcast. And she and I are going to talk about the new construction opportunities here. One of the big things that we see people doing right now, like you talked about before, is they're liquidating markets where they feel like they've hit the ceiling. They've hit more or less the current cap on that market value. They're liquidating those properties. And then now they've got these funds. So they're doing everything from cash purchases to private money you know, loan purchases to 1031 exchanges, and they're all talking about your new construction product. So I'm so glad you're here. I want to talk about it. I'd love for you just to explain the new construction concept that you're doing nationally, and then for us to sort of focus in on Memphis and talk about your experience here.
Yeah. So, I mean, new construction is exactly what it sounds like. And the great part is right now with the interest rates being higher and, you know, the owner ops being a little more scared to get in at their at these rates that they consider too high, is builders have to come to investors now because investors are still buying because, you know, deals can make sense in any environment. You know, even if your cash flow isn't crazy high right now, deals can still make sense. But with new construction, the great part is you can get into better neighborhoods most of the time. Because if you look at, for example, you know, a lot of the rehab properties that are out there, where are they? They're in places where some people have had trouble making their mortgage payments, or it's in a place where a home has had gone into foreclosure, been sitting vacant for a while, and then it's purchased and rehabbed and fixed up and makes the neighborhood better. It can be in a solid, you know, C plus, B, B minus neighborhood, somewhere in that range. But in the A neighborhoods, you're not going to find those homes. Now, what you can find in the A, B plus neighborhoods is vacant land sometimes, because a lot of times big builders will come in, they'll start building out the neighborhood, but then they get to the part where there are lots left, but at the scale that they want to build, it doesn't make sense to start, you know, two homes there when they could go to this next area and build, you know, 500 homes in a neighborhood. So they just sell those lots off, and we do a lot of scattered site building. And that way you're in an area that is a, you know, well-off neighborhood, good home ownership rate, which tends to help appreciation. You're dealing with somewhere where, you know, maybe there's an 80% owner occupied rate. Well, that means it's a desirable area and there's only 20% of the homes available. So you've got a really good situation. So a lot of times your price point's a little higher. Your price per square foot is higher because you're built up to the most recent codes. But the great part is you've got everything brand new. So you're not having to worry about, you know, your roof or your HVAC or your water heater or everything. Now, when we deal with our rehabbed partners, you know, everything has to have at least 10 years of life left. That's a requirement for us. But, you know, when everything's brand new, including everything else besides just the major systems, you eliminate a lot of the concerns for, you know, potential maintenance issues that can come up. So, I mean, we just love it because we see, in most of our new construction markets, we see higher rent growth because they're in better areas with people making more income. We see better appreciation because there's more money for people coming in and buying. So people can actually afford to, you know, raise their down payment. Cause a lot of times in those areas, you think your tenants are people who make a good amount of money, but can't save as well right now. Cause maybe they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and then they slowly save up their down payment and then they purchase somewhere in the neighborhood. But while they're doing that, you're serving them and they can afford rent increases. So we see higher rent increases, higher appreciation, which means that year one, most of the time, because you're dealing with a higher price point, your returns are lower. But as I like to tell people, if you look at a pro forma, you're just looking at 1 year, right? You own the property longer than 1 year. So whenever you start looking at years like 2 through 30, they get better and better and better on the new construction side. And by the year 4 or 5, a lot of times you're outpacing what you would have had, you know, with the rehab property that you were looking at. So that's really kind of why we love new construction in a lot of different places, and why that's kind of the focus of rent to retirement moving forward, is nearly completely new construction. But we want to keep the rehabs because, let's be honest, not everybody can just come in and put 25% down on a, you know, $300,000 home. We have people who come in with, you know, 30, 40, 50,000, and we want to be able to serve them, because I still love, you know, my non-new construction properties, my rehabs. I still love them because they make me a lot of money every month. They're cash flow machines. I just know my equity in them probably isn't going to boom.
Now, are these all, are you talking about private pay renters, or are some of these properties going into the local authority market as well? Like in Memphis, we have MHA.
So we do both. With our new construction, it's very rarely Section 8. But when it comes to our rehabs, it's really up to the investor, because you're not, you know, you don't have to apply with the housing authority in the area to become a Section 8 housing. You're not required to do that. So it really depends on people's strategies, because there's pros and cons to getting a Section 8 tenant. But with our new construction, it very rarely is a Section 8 tenant, because usually the rent price is too high for what Section 8 is going to do. And so it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's a bit of an interesting twist, since we're just kind of having a fun conversation today. Here in Memphis, we have actually plugged Section 8 into the new construction product for some of the builders that you and I both work with. And it's been really interesting to throw that Memphis twist on this. The Section 8 demographic, Section 8 community in Memphis is actually really large. It's I don't know, it could be as much as 7 or 8%, which is, I know that sounds really high because there are a lot of people that live in Memphis, but let's just say 5%. Section 8 is 5% of the Memphis tenants that are out there. That means there are thousands of people in Memphis that need low-income housing. So one of the things that we've seen happen with rent to retirement is that these new construction products are built into infill, into blue collar neighborhoods. And those blue collar neighborhoods easily translate to Section 8 rentals. And one of the reasons that that has worked for the program, and really it's worked, Adam, like you and I have talked about, it works really well for the builder to buy inexpensive lots in neighborhoods that have already, they've already settled, if you will. Like these are 50, 70 year old neighborhoods, and everything's sort of calmed down. And so they're not expecting huge appreciation, but they are expecting these houses to continually be occupied by people who need to live in that area and may or may not be on the Section 8 program. There is, at least at this point in the economy, a lift in Section 8 rents that the Memphis Housing Authority, that Housing and Urban Development, are willing to pay out. So a lot of investors have been buying your product, turning them around and renting them for more than the market would support otherwise with Section 8 rents. So that's sort of been a theme that we've seen, and I think it's going to continue. One of the things that I'm very, very interested in as you and I talk about the growth of rent to retirement in Memphis is how to pull the quality back to more of a middle income for some of this new construction product that's out there. So listeners, as Adam and I continue to develop what rent to retirement is going to do in Memphis in 2024, that's kind of the push that I have for rent to retirement, is how can we find these middle income houses?
Yeah. And what I love about Memphis, and you know, a lot of people, Section 8 does get a bad rep with a lot of people, and I have definitely had bad experiences with Section 8 in some other markets. I've done Section 8 in Memphis, and Memphis, for some reason, has very professional tenants. I mean, I don't know what it is, but all of my turns in Memphis, Section 8 or otherwise, are the cheapest turns I've ever done. Like the tenant quality in Memphis, yes, there might be a lot of renters, but the tenant quality has been astounding. Section 8 or otherwise. I've definitely had, like I said, other markets, my Section 8 tenants did not treat my properties well. And those ones, I'm kind of like, man, maybe I don't like Section 8. But then I come to, you know, like I said, I have multiple properties in Memphis, and whenever I've had Section 8 with them, great results. So I don't know what it is about the Memphis city itself, but for some reason, y'all's tenants get it and they treat their properties well. It's very nice to have.
I would love to know, you know, if I was coming to you as an investor, why would I use your service? Where does it fit within the whole game plan?
We are for the people who don't want to do the work. You know, we, the people who come to us, they're not the people who are going to be doing the BRRRs. They're not the people who are going to be, you know, going to the courthouse and buying the homes off the steps or any of that stuff. They're people who don't live in the areas that they're investing in, and they want the done for you. So I'm personally, I am a turnkey investor because I have zero desire to go in there and swing a hammer. I always tell my wife, I love the idea of knocking down a wall. I hate the idea of putting the wall back up. So the people who come to us say, you know, I want a good investment. I'm willing to, and you know, turnkey has a bad rap in some places. Really all that it means in this case is you're giving up your immediate equity that you can get if you buy low, do the rehab, and then do it. Or if you, you know, do pre-construction where you buy the land and then you pay a builder to come in and build it, and you could possibly get in for less than market value. You know, that's a lot of risk that comes in with those. And I'm doing some of those myself in Florida, and it's taking me over 2 years to get the project done. I could have bought numerous other properties in the meantime, but it was something I was willing to risk. Speaking of, while we're talking on the phone right now, I'm literally getting a spam call from someone in Memphis wanting to buy my property. So we're here to kind of fill in, because not only do we have the property, but we have the full team. So you come to us, you've got the property option, you've got the management team, in place. Although if you're listening to this podcast, you already have a Memphis manager, but we would have introduced you to Aaron anyway. We've got the insurance. We've got the place to find inspectors. We have everything you could possibly want. So it's really as plug and play as you want it to be. Do you have to use the insurance company? No. Do you have to use our lender? No. Do you have to use the any inspectors we send you over to? No. But, you know, if you don't want to use them, then for the most part, why are you using us? In a lot of ways, other than just finding the property itself. So that's really where we fit in, is we're here for the people who really usually don't live in the market and don't want to put in the sweat equity and time to build up the full team themselves. And so you're willing to give up some of that initial equity push.
So given today's market, what are you seeing are the pain points for investors? What are they struggling with at the moment?
So investors right now still haven't come to grips with the fact that things are different than they were in 2019. I mean, we've seen the higher rates come in and they're just here to stay for a little while, but investors still don't like that. You know, I mentioned you got to kind of look past year one and look at years 2 through 30, but investors see that year one pro forma and they say, oh, well, my cash on cash used to be better, so maybe I'll wait. Well, my question to you is, when does the waiting end? Because back in 2019, you weren't buying then. And then 2020 came and, you know, rates dropped really low, but you didn't buy because prices went up. And now prices have stabilized. They're still going up a little bit, but you're not buying because rates are too high. Well, guess what happens? And when rates come down, there's a lot of pent-up demand for homes. People are going to go crazy buying. Prices are going to go up again. So are you not going to buy because prices went up? So investors are having to get over that fear of interest rates and get into the point where they realize, if this deal makes sense today, you know, if I can make my numbers work today, then in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now, I'm going to be in a really good position. Because the way I always remind people is, hey, the day you get into the deal is the worst day you're going to have in that deal. Because the day you get in, you have no control over price. You have no control over interest rate. You know, you don't have control over rent. The rent is whatever the market rent is. But once you acquire the asset and you're handling it, then you can refinance whenever you want to control the property. So you can refinance and choose the price point as long as it's at or below the appraised value. You only are going to refinance if the rate change benefits you. You, when you have the tenant in place, can choose to go up to market value, or you can, maybe you don't go up to market value if it means, you know, keeping the tenant a little bit longer. You know, if it's going to squeeze the tenant out, then maybe it makes sense not to change the rent as much. But you have that control. So people need to keep in mind that controlling the asset and making sure it makes sense day one is really the point of real estate right now. Right now, it's all about acquiring the assets, because in a few years, if you get a property and it works at 7% interest rate, when rates come back down to the fives, or even potentially the fours. I mean, you have to remember, from the mid 2010s until 2020, interest rates fluctuated from the low fours to the mid to high fives. So if we can get back down to that 5% rate and you can drop your rate 2 points, your cash flow that was decent now is going to become fantastic. And then you're going to have rent increases along the way. So you just have to get out of the mindset of a 3.5% interest rate. You have to get out of the mindset of, my year one return isn't going to be as pretty as it was 3, 4, 5 years ago. And look at the real estate market for what it is today.
I think that's the best bit of advice we've gotten in a long time from somebody in our industry. One of the things that we're seeing and that you're hearing as well is we hear from past customers who had this vision, you know, of just cash just springing up out of the ground like an oil well, you know, just money flying around. And, you know, and that's a great concept. And there are people that are out there, their HGTV will show television shows where people walk away from a flip making $250,000 after having just invested 30. And there was this weird optimism that was out there that sort of clouded our vision during the low interest rate years. And I agree with you. I think that the bottoming out of interest rates in 2020 was a surprise to everyone that wasn't in the industry. They just didn't know what to do with it. And so, but everybody that was in the industry, of course, we all jumped in and said, oh, wow, this is a window that is already closing very slowly, but it is closing. So I would totally agree with you. What I tell investors, similar to what you just said, is we have pre-COVID real estate, which was something, it was a known thing. It was very understood. It was everything that, I'm 47 years old. It's everything that up until COVID seemed to all be the same thing from the late 80s all the way to 2020. You know, even though there was a huge hike in prices between 02 and 06, we had that correction, you know, and so we all thought that was the floor. Well, now COVID happened and the new floor, right? The new foundation for the future is what we're standing on right now. Adam, I love the way that you said that.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it. I mean, I would love to buy properties in Memphis that I have now for the same $80,000 that I bought it 7 years ago.
Sure.
That home doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
I mean, I would love to buy it, but you know, that home now is, I mean, you know where my properties are, the properties that I bought that are 80, I could sell them for 120, 130 probably.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't buy them for 80 anymore. So I have to accept the fact that that's gone. And now I have to just evaluate it at the 120 price point if I'm going to buy it. So it's neither good nor bad. It just is.
That's exactly right. I've got a couple of questions. I'm just going to throw them both out here so I don't forget them. I want to make sure that we talk about financing. One of the reminders that I had of how cool rent to retirement is when we had a brief conversation a couple of days ago, I said, what does your financing picture look like? And you mentioned several different options. And all of them were very attractive. I'm like, even your worst option still makes a ton. I'm not kidding. Like for all of our listeners that are out there, once Adam kind of just, he's going to convey it very conversationally. And we're going to give out his contact information at the end of the podcast so that you can reach out to him and talk to him about some of these options even further. But yeah, I mean, seriously, Adam's and rent to retirement's worst financing option is still at the very, very worst. It's like average to investors. And he's got some amazing options. I think you had mentioned a sub 5 interest rate that could be obtained through working with rent to retirement. So I want to talk about financing, but I first of all, I want to talk about in Memphis, the comparison of, and we don't have to get too specific, but your existing properties, all of which I believe were rehabs, correct?
Yep.
Okay. You don't personally own any new construction in Memphis, although between you and the builders here, you guys have probably built 60, 70, 80 houses here in Memphis that have been sold to investors. I'm just going to guess.
Yeah, I was under contract on some stuff. And like I mentioned, that those projects in Florida kept me from buying a lot of the new construction opportunities that have come around since. And I've missed out on deals, but hey, there'll be more deals in the future.
Yeah. I mean, the stories that I hear from people who are in markets that I would never have thought to invest in, you know, these like really, really smaller markets, 200,000 people and below, there are people that have made excellent income and returns on their investment in these smaller marketplaces. For the listener who's unfamiliar with Memphis, Memphis has about 1 million people. That's a rough average if we include the suburbs that are, you know, right alongside the city of Memphis and Shelby County itself. So Memphis is a solidly medium-sized city, maybe even on the higher side of medium. So you've got rehabs here in Memphis, and it sounds like you were able to buy value add properties here. And that you added that value, that you, at least before the recent, you know, slight softening of rental prices, that you were doing really well as far as cash flowing.
Yeah, I'm still cash flowing really well in there. And the only reason I can cash flow really well is because I bought whenever I did. I mean, yeah, like I said, Memphis is a fantastic market for cash flow and saw some great appreciation. The ability to get into new construction there. And the great part is most new construction in Memphis that I've seen is 200,000 or below, that we've been dealing with. You know, if you can get new construction under 200,000, you're doing really well. You almost can't mess that up, regardless of the market. If you're buying new construction under $200,000 in today's marketplace, it's pretty hard.
The question I had was really from the beginner's perspective, somebody who's got no experience in investing. Where is the bottom? Where can I start? How much money do I need from what you're seeing?
So if you're coming to us, I would say about 35,000 will get you a property. You don't need to put any, assuming you can get financing, we'll get you a property that you don't have to put any money into because it'll be completely done for you and ready to go. So that'll cover, you know, purchase price and most, if not all of your closing costs, somewhere around the $35,000 mark. Now it can go up to a lot more than that, but if you're looking for just, you want to buy the cheapest rehab in a good C plus neighborhood, then somewhere around that 35 is really where you're sitting for working with us. But when it comes to financing, I know you said maybe another episode, but I got to get this in because not all of this is going to be available for a long time. We have, first off, the one that's the craziest, well, one of the craziest, is the 5% down loan. We have a credit union who will work as long as the property is not over $500,000 and as long as it's basically not in Texas, they will do an investor loan for 5% down. Now, the interest rate is high. The properties are probably going to be negative cash flow, but you have the ability to get it, control it, and there's a couple of different ways you can go about getting out of the loan that makes sense. We just need to talk about an exit strategy because there's different exit strategies for different markets, but you can get into a deal for as little as 5% down. That's incredible. That loan product doesn't really exist anywhere in the United States, but we found a credit union who's willing to do it. We have another option. You mentioned the sub five. It actually got better since we talked a few days ago.
No way.
It's now sub. They are doing, well, that's the 30-year fixed is right at five. But we have, they came to an agreement with a lender. It is a 10-year arm, so 10-year fix, and very few people hold their loans for 10 years. 3.99%.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's on new construction in Alabama and the surrounding Birmingham and Huntsville areas, which have been growing significantly for a long time. We also have a couple of different options. We're getting some stuff in Huntsville, new construction for 5.99% on a 30-year fixed. I mean, then we have the most exciting one that we have right now is you actually have a three-part option. I mean, these are homes we negotiated wholesale pricing with a national builder, and you get one of three options. Number one, you can get a 6% interest rate and a year of free property management. Or if you don't want to do that, you can take a 5% price reduction. So you come in with 5% equity immediately. Or number three, if you don't want to do either of those two, you can close on the property and get a 5% credit back to you after close. So you buy a $300,000 home, you get sent $15,000 after close. Now, remember that 5% down option I gave? That means that you could potentially come into a property, buy it with 5% down, put your $15,000 down, and then you get paid $15,000 at the end. So you're only into the deal closing costs and you've got a property.
Gosh, that really sounds like, that sounds like 100% loan.
It is whenever it comes and goes. I mean, there's definitely, it's not for everyone. You know, there's definitely times and places to do it, but it is a good way to grow your portfolio with minimal money in. And if you are at a point where you've got a lot of investments going on and you've got, you know, some good tax strategy that you can do, you can, you know, make it to where even if you're losing money month to month, your tax benefits can make it significantly profitable for you. So, you know, that's why it's important to have the conversation to make sure you're not getting into a deal that's going to put you in a terrible position. But we got a lot of different financing options that are pretty exciting right now.
I think what we'd love to do is we'd love to get you back on and talk about specific products that you work with your loan people. And get the detail of it, because I know we need to talk about collateral, whether it's secured or unsecured loan, and any seasoning and prepayment penalties that there might be.
Well, I tell you what, let's do this. Let's get your contact information out there and make sure that people can have access to you. And for all the listeners that are out there, renttoretirement.com is a great website. But what I want you to do, Adam, is to tell us, do you want to work directly with the customer here? Or like if they're online, I want to make sure that they get as close to you as possible. Can people have a conversation with you? Can they call you and talk about?
Yeah.
How do they get in touch with you?
Let me just give my email. It's really easy. It's just adam@renttoretirement.com. That's T-O. So it's adam@renttoretirement.com. Aaron, I will send you a link that's directly to my personal scheduling, and we can put that in the show notes if you want.
Absolutely.
And that way, if someone just wants to go in the show notes and click it, you can book straight with me.
That is fantastic. Okay, so we're going to go to adam@renttoretirement.com. Again, that's adam@renttoretirement.com. We'll put the link in the show notes so that you can schedule with Adam and talk to him about all the options. And I just want to encourage any investor that's out there, you can hear in Adam's voice several things. One, he loves what he does. Two, he's easy to talk to. Three, he knows his business. And four, he is open and accessible to talk to you about your visions and your goals and help you meet those, because the word retirement is in the name of his company. I mean, like, that's just the coolest concept to me in the world. It is work to own investment property management. It does cost money when you have to do the big things, right? Like, nobody wants to do. And in this environment, there are scenarios where it's simply not as comfortable, but the retirement goal is everything. And so knowing that you're working towards that retirement with real estate as a significant portion of your retirement portfolio, and you're going to work with property managers like me, the way that you described Birmingham, I wish I was in Birmingham, but we know people there. So, like, if you want to talk to Adam, Adam also has, you know, approved and recommended property managers. And there's so many different things that we can do together. So reach out to Adam. But if you want to talk to me about management and what my experience has been with renttoretirement.com and with Adam, you can reach me at 901-461-0905. That's my cell, 901-461-0905. Or you can go to another very easy website to remember, which is propertymanagementmemphis.com. And there's a chat feature there. Just tell the live agent that's on that chat that you want to talk to Aaron, and you can send them a message directly through there. They'll get it to me and I'll reach out to you. Give us a call, Adam and me. We're a great team. Adam, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Behind the Curtain Podcast, your real world guide to real estate investment and property management. Be sure to subscribe at behindthecurtainpodcast.com. And if you'd like to learn more about Enterprise Property Management's real estate services, please visit us on the web at epmrealestate.com. This has been a Sound Ideas Group production for Enterprise Property Management, Inc.